It's Tally, the weather vixen. First, I'd like to say thank you to Ted Rall for the wonderful email. Dude, you totally made my day, my week. Thanks again for not being spineless, and you are so cute, intelligent, and witty, and not spineless. Wow, and cute as hell. What a package. Why can't we have more journalists like Ted who are not afraid to tell the truth? Is it because we are a nation in denial? The truth is just so awful and the rabbit hole goes so deep that it's just too horrid to be believed? You know, it reminds me of I, Claudius. Anyone remember that brilliant series with the cast of thousands, including Derek Jacobi and Patrick Stewart? The part I'm referring to is when Claudius' cousin and best friend Posthumus tells Claudius about their grandmother Livia poisoning and having everyone who stands in the way to the throne before her son Tiberius either murdered or accidented. At first, Claudius doesn't believe him, and Posthumus says, "Well, of course you don't. It's just too horrible to be believed, isn't it?" One more thing I'd like to bitch about. I know I'm normally the nice fluff in the middle of Bart's ranting, but I really have to get something off my chest. When did our Congress and our representatives stop representing us? Every time something really gets my ire up, I email my three, Boxer, Feinstein, and Berman. Well, back before Slaughtergate began, during all the thousands of worldwide protests, I wrote a scathing letter screaming at them to vote against the war in Iraq. And Howard Berman had the nerve to write me back and tell me why he was voting for it. I replied and told him that he had lost his way, that it wasn't his job to think for himself or for me, but to represent me. It's pretty simple. I also told him I'd do my best to see him fired next term. I am sick to death of Republicans pretending to be Democrats. All the right-wingers keep moaning about how Clinton followed the polls and would determine policy from the polls. Well, hello, you imbeciles. That was his job. He knew he worked for us, for we the people. Well, monkey in a man suit doesn't think he works for anyone. He thinks it's his playroom to sack and destroy, and he doesn't have to answer to anyone, which I suppose will become even more of a reality the more the people-owned airwaves become a thing of distant memory. Okay, sorry, that was way too serious for me. Back to the fluff. Only 2 weeks until Pirates of the Caribbean is released. Woo! I don't care what anybody says about pirate movies always sucking. This one is going to rock. I suppose I'm a bit biased, being a Disneyland alumni and all, and having worked the ride for, about 7 years. First of all, it's Jerry Bruckheimer, so it's not going to suck. Second, they're putting little bits in from the ride. Like there's supposed to be a scene with Johnny Depp in a jail cell whistling to a dog with keys in his mouth. How cool is that? It might be silly, but I'm looking forward to little bits like that. However, I think they're nuts for having the premiere this weekend at Disneyland. Yes, they're having the premiere of the film, not in Westwood, but in Disneyland. Hello. They will be closing the park early on a Saturday night in summer for the first time in what? History? What the hell? Was someone in an office somewhere thinking, how can we piss off the most people at one time? Let me see. I know! Well, weather? Just a few days ago, it felt like fall in New England here, but now it's summer, with temps approaching those on the surface of the sun, which is actually good, since it will help acclimate me and get me ready for Vegas. Woo, Vegas! In less than a week. In less than 1 week, the Wild Gals weekend will commence. I can't wait! So, who's meeting us? Bart, bring Mrs. Bart and come and play. Anyone else? It's not exactly the weekend, but we'll definitely be there the 4th. In on Wednesday, then we're heading the road back on Saturday morning. If you're thinking of meeting us or want more info, email me at bcrweathervixen@yahoo.com. We also need good ideas of where to do cocktails. Martinis at Olives at the Bellagio sounds really good to me. And if I can't have Vigo naked bringing me cocktails by the pool and making sure sunscreen is generously applied to my back, it doesn't mean the girls don't want to have fun, now does it? That's it for now. Until next time, I'm Tally the Weather Vixen, and now back to the wild world of Bart Cop Radio.